Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information
back.
Or receive
welcome
services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org. And we were speaking with Kelly Steinman in the last segment, and she is a Project Independence nurse for many years, and really terrific, and gave us a lot of helpful hints, how to get through the winter as a senior, and really, as you know, at any age, using any of the advice that she gave us would
be
beneficial. Definitely, I'm going to take some of it. I'm going to start planning a little. I'm actually going to food shop before, even if I know the storm isn't coming. And now we have Dana Lopez. And Dana, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy
to have you here. And you're the Director of Marketing and Communications at the Inn, the Interfaith Nutrition Network. And we have a lot going on, a lot of really great programs, a wonderful mission.
I think the Inn is a wonderful place, and it fills a huge need.
Thank you so much. It absolutely does. I appreciate you having me on today. And I love talking about the Inn. It's one of my favorite things to do as part of my job. So, we have lots going on. And the Inn is an organization that's been around for a long time. You may know it or you may not be familiar with it at all. And that's part of my job to kind of get
the
word
out. Where is it?
We are based in Hempstead. We're a Long Island-based organization. We're based in Hempstead. We have the largest soup kitchen on Long Island, which is called the Mary Brennan Inn, which has been around since 1983. So we actually were celebrating our 35th anniversary this year in 2018, which is exciting. And it's kind of bittersweet in a way, because it's a little bit, people don't realize the need for an organization
right.
like the Inn. Especially on Long Island, where you just kind of assume that everybody's very wealthy or affluent
right.
or has what they need, when in actuality, there's so many people that need so many things
sure.
like food and shelter and just basic things, and then things beyond that. So it's bittersweet, because it's sad that it's needed, but it's good that we exist in order to do it.
So is the soup kitchen open? How is it open for every meal? Is it just dinner?
Mm-hmm. And yep, I get that question all the
sure.
time. So our soup kitchen in particular, we are actually open 5 days a week during the week. We unfortunately have to close on the weekends, but we try to provide our guests with what they need when we're not open. And we serve one large meal. So I always say that it's sort of like a dinner type meal in terms of the types of food and how
right.
much it is.
What time is it served?
It's served at around a brunch time. So we serve between 11:30 and 1:30 Monday through Friday. And we have a no questions asked policy. So anyone that is in need that wants to come in and sit down and have a hot, delicious meal made by our volunteers is welcome to come. And they will not be asked questions, and they won't be judged for having to come. And they won't be they won't have to prove that they have need. Walking through the door, we know that now at this point, once you've walked through the door, it's our job for us to provide you with what we have
right.
to give.
How many people can you accommodate at one time?
Well, as far as seating wise, in the main dining room of the soup kitchen, it seats a little under 200 people. I think it's about 180.
Really?
However, we can serve anywhere from 200 to sometimes, depending on the time of year,
right.
the time of week, the time of month, up to 300 or 400 people in one day. So, but anyone that's outside during the times that we're operating will be able to sit down and get a hot meal. And then depending on how much we have, they might want seconds or
right.
whatever it is.
And, and do you have plans to make something on the North Shore?
Well, you know, it's interesting, because over the years we've transitioned and changed so many times. We've actually operated multiple locations in the past of soup kitchens that, since we had the longest running soup kitchen, we were able to sort of assist some other locations in sort of getting them started and helping
right.
them operate and getting their what they needed to create their own 501c3 and be a nonprofit soup kitchen where they could do the what they need to do. And they've since become independent. So we have had locations in the past all over Long Island, stretching out on the north, on the south, all the way out east.
So in a sense, you're a model for other programs and startups if they follow kind of how you guys
we've
start
tried
the
to
process.
Be.
Yeah.
yeah, we've definitely tried to be, and it helps. And, you know, the great thing is that those soup kitchens that we've assisted in the past are still, many of them are still providing services in those areas. So the great thing is that those needs are being met in those particular communities in all different towns all over Long Island. So right. It's really fantastic.
So is this program, is Ian completely volunteer driven, or you have staff that are employed? Mm-hmm. How does that end of it work?
Well, we are a volunteer based organization, mm-hmm. but we do employ a full time staff and some per diem staff in our shelters, particularly because our shelters operate 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
And where are the shelters?
We have two shelters right now. They're both in Nassau County, and one is for families, and one is for specifically single men that were formerly out on the street or homeless.
Are they in Hempstead also?
Locations
are protected.
Yeah, the locations are a little bit private, but they are in Nassau County.
Right. Okay. Right. So, getting just back to the volunteer end of it, and then we'll go into some of the other programs because there are a lot and providing. So how would somebody come to volunteer? And I know we talked a little bit before the show just about the holiday time because you guys are probably all set for the holidays. But what's the process if somebody would like to become a volunteer?
Well, that's a great question, and lots of people ask. We welcome all volunteers. We take volunteers as young as 10 years old to 110 years old, or as long as you are able to and willing to. We would love to have you. The process is now an online process, so we do have a volunteer registration form on our website that you can fill out. All volunteers do need to be scheduled in advance. We have opportunities to be a regular volunteer where you can commit to one day a week in the soup kitchen. We also have volunteer opportunities in our, we have another facility next door, which is called the Center for Transformative Change, where we mm-hmm. work directly with guests with sort of needs beyond just the basics. Mm-hmm. And we also have a clothing boutique. So we're able to have volunteers come in and help guests come in and choose clothing that they need based on what we have for donations. We get donated clothes and we want to get them out. We want to make sure that they get out to whoever really needs them, and we want them to have the right sizes and whatever they need for their children. For all ages, genders, sizes, shapes, we need them all because we have a wide range of guests that are coming in.
And so, I think you believe very much that everyone should be treated with dignity and respect.
I'm so glad you said that because that is truly the core philosophy of what the Inn was based on from day one, mm-hmm. 35 years ago. And I had the pleasure of listening to an interview from our two of our co-founders, Mike Moran and Pat O'Connor, along with Jean Kelly, who's our current executive director for the last 25 years, but she was also one of the original volunteers that came in the very first meeting to say, okay, we want to open up a soup kitchen in Nassau County. What do we do? How do we do it? And she was one of the originals, as well as Rob Kammerer, who's one of our current board members and also an original volunteer. So we have people from the very beginning. And yes, from the start, the philosophy was that we need to be able to treat people with dignity, respect, and love because not only do they deserve it, but because there's a very strong possibility that any of us could be in that particular situation
at any time,
right? So
no one is immune.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I have to say that having been at the Inn personally for the last 5 years and as an employee, I am a staff member, the volunteers, the staff, the people that come in and run the place, they live by that, by the dignity and respect. Guests come in and they are not judged and they are given whatever services they need, not only because they want to feel good and they want to give them something, but because we realize that the situation could just as easily be reversed. And that's where that philosophy comes from.
So everybody is comfortable.
I hope so. I mean, I see it. I think it's mostly a really nice comfort level. There's a sort of a calm atmosphere in the dining room on most days where people are content because they have what they need and they're at least temporarily know what's happening in the next few hours, which is a big deal.
And I think it's really important, like you had mentioned, that you have volunteers as young as 10. And, you know, it's important to have somebody at that age who maybe not recognize that this is going on, not just on Long Island, but worldwide, where people mm-hmm. are, you know, hungry.
Sure.
People are hungry, and they can be your neighbor. And
homeless.
Homeless, hungry. And a young person coming in and seeing that and helping, mm-hmm. Might set them up for life to be kind of like in that.
100%. And I happen to be a mom of young children, and it's so important to not only teach your children the importance of giving back, but also, live as an example of it. And I have so many students coming in, and they're they're amazing. Anywhere, the 10-year-olds, they can't necessarily serve the meal, so they don't have direct interaction with the guests, but there's a big difference between coming in and seeing what we can do to help people and listen, it's wonderful when they get their clothes together or their toys and they put it on a truck and the truck drives away and you've donated. So they know the idea of donation,
right.
But coming in gives them the opportunity to
kind
of
see the
put
people.
It together and see. They don't always see the people if they're young, but they get an idea of where their toys go, where do the donations mm-hmm. go. Mm-hmm. There are children that don't have any toys or don't have any clothes that can use what you have because you don't need it anymore, but it's still good.
Right.
It's still in good condition. It can still be used. So they get that, they make that connection, and it's amazing when they do.
Yeah, it's important. I remember when my kids were little, and I would go through their clothes and say, let's donate this. We'll put a bag in, and they would. Oh, I really like this shirt. I want to hold on mm-hmm. to it. And I said, well, it doesn't fit you. And wouldn't it be nice to allow another boy to get as much enjoyment out of it, who maybe couldn't afford it or doesn't have access to it? And that always did it. Kind of put it in that perspective.
You sound like wonderful parents.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
We do our best.
Yeah, right. So we only have a few seconds left for this first segment. So when we come back, I really want to talk about some of the other programs, long-term housing, supportive services, mm-hmm. And a little more about the soup kitchen, because it really is a terrific place. And I want people to understand, like you said, no questions are asked. There's no judgment. And we'll be right back to talk with Dana a little bit more.